And good morning. I'm Brian Perkin. Welcome to another edition of All About the House here on Lake 88.1. Today, kind of a different setup today as we talk to energy advocate Kelvin Hodges and also local engineer and resident Don McKenzie about a brand new home that Mr. McKenzie has built in the Perth area. We're going to hear about the building's all-electric design that features rooftop solar panels and a battery backup that powers not only air but water source heat pumps, a water tank, of course, and all the home's electrical needs. A very interesting and solar-friendly design for this brand-new home in the Perth area. Let's welcome our guests this morning. First of all, with us is Kelvin Hodges, who's a Perth-based renewable energy entrepreneur. And Kelvin, welcome back to Lake 88. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Brian. It's wonderful to be back.
And also, you have been working a bit with Don McKenzie, the Perth resident, who has built this new solar home. And Don, welcome to Lake 88. Good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's great to be here.
First of all, let's get a little background from both of you. Kelvin, first off, we've had you on a number of times through Bobolink Solar. You're kind of changing gears these days, but let's talk a little bit about what you're into these days.
Well, the markets are changing quickly, and there's been some unique opportunities. I was able to update some of my skills with an entrepreneurial program run by EcoFuel Quebec. So I've added some skills, and, we're looking for new opportunities to help keep solar and renewable energy moving forward.
And you, of course, no doubt very interested in the home build and the different systems that are in play with Don McKenzie's brand new home as well. You, didn't work specifically on this home, but you two have certainly collaborated, shall we say.
Well, I stand back in admiration. It's a really wonderful system.
Now, Don, let's talk a little bit about your background as far as being an engineer before, I guess, retired now in the Perth area.
Yep, not in solar, so I've been retired for a number of years now, and I was in telecommunications, so not in solar at all, but just being over the last... thinking about it for quite a few years, but sort of planning what our sort of last home would look like. We started from scratch and been looking at all the things we wanted to achieve, and been busy the last couple of years, I guess, just sort of planning, and then there's been about a year of construction, and we're actually just moved in about a week ago. So,
oh, really? Okay.
That's between pickleball and Perth, which... we're still waiting for you, Brian, to get out to pickleball there, but we'll get it. When this COVID thing gets behind us, we'll get back on you about that one.
There you go. Okay. That's a
possibility. Anyway, yeah, so we're just moved in here. Again, a lot of this has been stuff that I've just done research on and talking to all the people around to try and figure out what the best way to do this is. So this is my take on it. I've actually done it, but I don't really consider myself the expert or being really in the solar field day to day.
But certainly as an engineer, it help you probably understand some of the mechanics and some of the math behind it all as well in sizing your particular system, et cetera.
When you get into the spec sheets and stuff, it certainly helps that your eyes don't gloss over quite as quickly anyway.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about this, and Kelvin, I'm going to rely on you as well to ask some of the questions of Don, if you wouldn't mind this morning. You know where you're going a little bit better than I, so let's talk about this brand new home, and I'll maybe start it off by talking about what size of home, just some of the basics that you were looking for, and therefore, what was going to be involved in this whole home, Don?
Well, it's not a tiny home by any means. It's just under 2,000 square feet, and it's within the municipality of Perth here. So it's not terribly small. But the advantage of that, of course, was we had we designed a very large flat south-facing roof in the design. So the size of the house sort of somewhat dictates how much solar you can put on the roof. So that was certainly a consideration of. Why it's 2,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Don, with this new home, I understand you've got two components. You're both grid-connected on the solar system, and it's running behind the grid. So can you help our listeners understand, at night, where does the power come from?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think there's probably, and this is where us technical people that have sort of been immersed in this, we sort of just start throwing all these terms around and assume everybody knows what we're talking about. So it would probably be a lot of help just to try to figure out what, you know, what grid and all that is here. So I'll take a minute here and just try and sort of sort that out. So the grid is talked about all the time in solar, and what that is, it's fairly simple. I mean, it's the wires that you're connected to your utility. So the Hydro One network, you know, out in the poles and all the wires and right to your meter, essentially, is what we mean when we say it's a grid connected. So, 99.9% of the houses in Perth are connected to the grid, which means you get a hydro bill every month. So that's what we mean by we're on grid, essentially. So we are connected to that grid. And there is now, and has been for a while, a program it's through Hydro One you apply for it. But basically, it allows you to still generate solar power for two reasons, really. One is self-consumption, so you generate power on the roof and you use it yourself, whether it's to heat the water or do your wash or dryer or whatever. When the sun's shining, you're these things charging your car. So that's self-consumption. But at times, when it's a sunny day, especially in the summertime, we have quite a bit of excess power, so we're not using it within the home. And then being grid connected, that allows us to send power back to the hydro, and really it just gets consumed by our neighbors because we've got a lot of people on our transformer here on the street. So most, you know, all the power we generate will just be sort of used by our neighbors. And then the other component, of course, because we're on the grid, is that when the sun isn't shining or even in the wintertime when there's, you know, production goes way, way down, we can take power from the grid, and we get a credit. So the power we put back to the grid, we get a credit for that, and then you're allowed to basically take that back. When that's all used, then you're going to be buying power like everybody else, but you do have that opportunity to generate your own power, send it back to them, and take it back when you need it. So really, we're using the similar to what, like, an off-grid system is one that you're not connected to the hydro at all. You've got no hydro wires. So in that case, you have to store that energy for when you're not generating in solar, in batteries or some form of storage system. So we're really using the grid or the network, the hydro network, to store our excess energy and take it back when we need it.
Now, if I could ask a question, Don, how difficult, what kind of process goes with actually getting your solar energy tied into the actual physical wires in front of your home? Is that a long-term agreement that you sign with Hydro One? What's the process there?
Right. So really this, the same process as just getting connected to Hydro. There's, you know, you get a layout and they come out and they figure out how they're going to get the wires to the pole and that kind of thing. So just in addition to that, then there's sort of one more step, which you apply online, and you it's a request to get a net metering agreement with Hydro. And you do want to do that before you invest in any equipment or whatever. You have to make sure you can, because it's not much of an issue, I don't think, in town, because there's so much there's so many people around you that they're just going to consume the power before it really goes on the network. But if you're way out in a rural area where you're got a very long hydro line and you got one little transformer at the end of that, and somebody else has solar along that line, that it may be possible that the capacity that they allow in the net metering side of things has been used up by somebody else, so you could get denied. So you just have to check that. But it's a pretty simple process. There's a few technical parameters, of course, they want to know. So if you're not an electrician or somebody that understands that, you'd probably want to get some help with a few of the boxes you have to fill in with the technical side of it. But really, quite streamlined. It's pretty simple online application. And you, in my case, I heard back within, I think, the next week that it was approved. And then there was just a... It's not really a contract. It's just an agreement. It's a connection agreement. It doesn't have any end date on it. I mean, technically, I suppose the rules could change, but it's unlikely. So anyway, it's pretty simple.
Was there a cost to it?
There's no cost to apply. The only cost is that because you need a different type of meter, I mean, it looks the same as everybody else's smart meter, but it has the ability to basically measure the power in the two directions. So it can measure, you know, how much you've taken from the network and how much you've returned to the network. So for that, there is a cost. At the time here, I think the cost for that, all the connections involved, was I think it was $800 up front. That's a one-time thing. And they come and install the bidirectional net metering and all that.
And then you're ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, okay.
So it was actually July 1st, June 30th. So July 1st was our first day that we were actually connected as a local generator and have been, you know, in that arrangement since the first July. So it'd be great if I had a year's experience with this. So most of the stuff at this point, we've been on for four months on the grid, but only living in the house for a week. So a lot of what we're done here is design and theory, and we'll see over the next couple years how it works out.
Yeah, sounds great. We're speaking this morning to Don McKenzie, Perth area resident who's built a solar-friendly home, and also Kelvin Hodges, who's with us today, Perth-based renewable energy entrepreneur. We're going to be hearing a lot more about this house that's been built in Perth and the different aspects of putting solar into a home, but we'll take a break now and return with more. You're listening to All About the House here on Lake 88.1.